Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every
In
the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. I said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it. And I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked and he looked. He went behind me. He's checking it out. He went back. He sat down. He said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
And this is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him, and they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that.
They airbrushed a mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture of me.
I mean, I've seen the picture, but you're
seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you the story. It was still considered classified.
Why could you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddam. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Friday, July 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. We've got a lot of information to cover. I've got some news that broke last night concerning Bohemian Grove. I know they played yesterday on this show, Matt and Reese, and they covered some of the footage. Well, yesterday, we actually put out the full cremation to care ceremony. And you can go to @RealAlexJones and find it. Probably got to scroll down for that. But there is an article in InfoWars. Watch full 2024 Bohemian Grove cremation and care ceremony. And this, and I met the guys who did this, who went and did the undercover footage. In fact, they were interviewed, I think. So if Trump was shot on the 13th, I think it was the 14th, that Sunday. And and they were an interesting group of fellows, to say the least. But one of the guys who was with this group, you know, I think they kind of came together as a collective for this this operation to get into Bohemian Grove. And like they said, they were working as employees, and then they would change their clothes and you know, and then kind of interact with the members. And I've actually seen some of their footage of their interaction, but then some of them, at least two of them, maybe even three of them, had gotten arrested out of the upwards of 20 or so that were running around in the woods. And some of that footage was confiscated, but the footage in here was not confiscated. And this was done by a guy who goes by the name of Dancer. And there's a post he put out last night on his Twitter or his X. And it says, Bohemian Grove has striped my content down. Any lawyers out there willing to help? And here's a image of the strike. Your video has been taken down from YouTube. Bohemian Grove cremation of care. We received a copyright removal request based on applicable copyright law. We removed your video. Video title, Bohemian Grove cremation of care, gives the URL. Content used, private performance. Content found in entire video. Removal request issued by Bohemian Club, and then they put their email address there. This means your video can no longer be viewed on YouTube. You've received a copyright strike. You have one copyright strike. If you get multiple, we'll terminate your channel to prevent that from happening. Please don't upload videos containing copyright content that you aren't allowed to use. And here's our argument. Our argument is you have politicians, you have powerful business leaders meeting together in a secret location, discussing secret policy. It's been disclosed that the atom bomb was theorized and talked about in Bohemian Grove, among other things. We've had presidents go there. Ronald Reagan's pictured there. Richard Nixon's gone there. Gerald Ford has gone there. So it's more of a Republican outfit. I wonder, I don't know if Newt Gingrich has gone there, but I think he has. So that's interesting. And I asked the guys to put behind me the full cremation of care. And I just have some photos from that I took from some screenshots And I'll just kind of lay these out. The first one is one that you guys have seen, and this one's been from the promo shots that were released earlier in the month. And it shows, you know, the guys walking with the cannons. But here's another one right here. Look, there's the care that is being cremated right there. The body, the fake dead body, with some, they're bringing it this way, or they're bringing it this way. So it looks like they walk around and then come back around in front, but they're bringing this to the ferryman. Here's a shot of the ferryman that you, and you can see all this in HD. And when you compare it with Alex's footage, this is really remarkable and really in high detail. Here's the ferryman right here, and you can see him pulling his way over in, from this man-made lake. And then here you have, it looks like this looks like the head wizard right here walking into the ceremony. And here's a picture of the owl over here on the left. And then with everybody lined up, you can see the big lighting accoutrement and all their staging that they use. A very high production value from what the guys are saying. And then here's just some guys in yellowish robes. But you can watch all this now, and I would say I would suggest, you know, downloading it for your own personal archives and putting it up in places, because they are going after this footage. They don't want you to see this. And why don't they want you to see this? They want to have their own private ceremonies, their own secret handshakes, their secret symbols. And so they can communicate without you knowing what they're communicating about. So I would suggest you go there, check it out. We even have Alex's, in this article, Alex's original 2000 documentary, when he snuck into Bohemian Grove and attended the, was in the, there at the cremation of care ceremony as an attendee, secretly viewing it. I mean, he wasn't an official attendee. He snuck in, but he was there where the audience was. So yeah, he was getting it from the audience standpoint, which is closer to what that looks like. This individual dancer, who also, I believe, snuck in earlier this year, two times into the Grove, or it might have been late last year, early this year. He snuck in and got some up close footage of the owl. He went around behind the owl. You can see where it's hollowed out. And what I found interesting in meeting the group that did all this, one, they didn't seem too serious about what they were doing. Now, there's some of the footage there that he caught. They didn't seem too serious. They didn't think it was that big of a deal. They were kind of, and this doesn't reflect on all of them. This just reflects on the guys who the two to three guys that I think were kind of the ringleaders of the group. And hey, I commend their courage. They had the guts and the balls to go in there and do that. I mean, they would literally work, go into a bathroom, change into some gear, and they all had little backstories, and they would go around and talk to the members, and I think what they said they were trying to do is they didn't believe all the things Alex had said, so they wanted to see if that was true and disprove it. But you know, there's a journalistic interest in this story in the Bohemian Grove, one because it's a secret society, and we talk about it. We want things to be transparent in the world. And you here you have these guys going in and talking policy and having politicians come in. I think McCarthy has gone in there. Some people even said James O'Keefe has been in there. So it'd be interesting to see what his perspective is. But if you go there as an invited member, you're not supposed to talk about it. And having conversations with the guys, I'll share you some of this stuff. They would be driving the buses, and they'd ask the guys, you know, a few like kind of, you know, open ended questions, like, "Have a good time?" Oh yeah, da, da, da. And then, did they really burn somebody in that cremation of care ceremony? And some people would be like, "Oh no, it's nothing," and then others would just shut up and not say anything, and they'd go like that, and just would totally clam up and not talk about it. They went in their training. The guys that they were working with, they were referred to as the elites. They called them the elite. That's how in their training, they're like, "Now, when the elites talk to you, you say, 'Yes, sir. No, sir. You having a good time, sir.' Those are the three things you say. You don't say anything else. You don't engage them in conversation. They are the elites." And that's how they view that's how they're viewed, as the elites. And so you can imagine what goes on. They were caught in the 2000s shipping in gay prostitutes. I don't know if that goes on anymore. These guys didn't see any inkling of that. Now, I was there actually a couple years ago, not at Bohemian Grove, but I in the town, and I did interview some people, but they wouldn't go on camera. But they had worked there, some in a capacity of like a hairdresser. Some were kind of just doing rudimentary security. And some people lived there all their life and had not had heard the rumors about Bohemian Grove, but they hadn't been there or worked there. They were really interested in what was going on, but they, you know, they had heard rumors too. But one particular story was a hairdresser. She said there was this old 90-year-old woman, and he had two young women scantily clad around his arms as he was walking into the thing. And she was kind of irked by that, by seeing that. So I would say check it out. I didn't see. I haven't watched the whole thing. I watched about the first 15, 20 minutes, and then I kind of scanned through it. I didn't see the giant fireball that's in Alex's capture of the Bohemian Grove. That's really, that was the one part I was kind of looking for. I'm like, where's the fireball? Do they still do the fireball, or how is that done now? You figure with the technology we have today, it would be even better. But I didn't see that in there. And so that's interesting. And here's another piece of news I want to talk about. Kamala Harris has been endorsed by former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. They gave their highly anticipated endorsement of Vice President Harris to be the Democratic nominee. And we had yesterday, the last couple of days, we've had this issue of them saying, oh, she's not the border czar. She was never the border czar. In fact, the term border czar never exists. It never existed. Anybody who says she's a border czar is putting out fake news. Well, now CBS News out of Minnesota, this is local news. It's not even national news. This is not like the CIA broadcasting system, CBS or ABC or NBC. But here it is, local CBS News, Minnesota. Trump falsely accuses Harris of donating to Minnesota Freedom Fund and bailing out dangerous criminals. And the community note added, Kamala Harris has promoted the Minnesota Freedom Fund, and the post is still active on X. And then they put the link to the post. In fact, if you guys can pull that up, maybe go to the link. And we can even read it all together. Because what they're trying to do is turn Kamala Harris into this cackling hyena, into a godlike person, a person that's never made a mistake, a person that's always on the right side of an issue, a person that is intelligent. So that's what's going on in the process. And as info warriors out there, we have to find these lies and combat them. And you have to do it two ways. One, you have to grab links. And two, you have to take screenshots, because they are erasing the links. They're changing the links. In fact, they erased the link from I think it's GovTrack, that she was rated the most liberal person in the Senate. Even more liberal than Bernie Sanders. She's out socializing Bernie Sanders. And they erased that. They said, oh, you don't need to know that. This is not important anymore. In fact, we never rated her like this. So they just removed that. And then they tried to say she was never part of the border czar. In fact, we have time. We got 9 minutes. Guys, if you could pull up one of the, we put out a new compilation yesterday, the ultimate border czar compilation. There's an article in InfoWars. Tell me when you got that, and we'll throw to it. But here we have former president is using a 2022 Minnesota murder case to attack Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump claims Harris helped raise millions and personally donated to a fund and got extra support to bail out protesters in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. One of the dangerous criminals, Kamala, this is a quote from Trump, helped out of jail with Sean Michael Tillman, Trump said at a rally in Charlotte. You know the name, the repeat offender who Harris with Harris's help, was set free. He went on to murder a man on a train platform in St. Paul, Minnesota, shooting him in cold blood 6 times, lying on the ground. Well, part of Trump's statements are true. John Michael Tillman did murder a man in St. Paul after being released from jail. Other parts of the former president's statement are misleading. In June, just after George Floyd's death, Senator Kamala Harris tweeted, if you're able to chip in now, go to @MinnesotaFreedomFund to help bail those out for protesting on the grounds in Minnesota. Nearly 2 years later, Tillman was arrested. It is not correct that she donated to our organization. We have no relationship with the Harris beyond a single four-year-old tweet. So what they're trying to do is turn this woman into a superwoman, an ubermenschen. They're going to pretend that things she said, she never said, and it started with the border czar. And I thought, God, this is crazy because we have all this video. We have all these articles. We have this the tweet she posted. And then they're like, oh, no, 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 she's not border czar. She's just going to the border to which, you know, she never did. You know, she went to Europe. She'd never been to Europe, so why would she go to the border? And she was... She's just going on and on about being, finding the root cause of illegal immigration, which we know the root cause is. The root cause is NGOs. See, I can tell you the root cause, and I've been to the border. Okay, the root cause is NGOs get billions of dollars from foundations and the U.S. government. In fact, the Ukraine bill, the latest Ukraine bill, the last one, that Mike Johnson helped push through, I think had $2 to $3 billion going to the border. And what does that do? That money just goes to NGOs, and they provide food, they provide cards, they provide cell phones, and they provide counseling. So they counsel these people on what to say. Oh, I'm seeking asylum. I'm an asylum seeker. You know, I just got let out of a prison in Venezuela, but I'm an asylum seeker. So they go on and on about that. And so did she ever find the root cause? No, she never found the root cause either. So let's go now and let's just watch, because this gaslighting is going to continue. And it's our job as citizen journalists to find the original statements and compare them and keep putting this out. So as the Krasenstein brothers get out there and say, oh, Kamala Harris never was the border czar. She never did that. And we're like, no, no, no. Here they are calling her the border czar. Here's the clip. Let's go to it.
Quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Okay. And there's more compilations about this. There's SNL skits about this. There's other parts where she's talking about being the border czar with Lester Holt. Lester Holt's questioning her about this over and over again. And that's when she says the line, I've never been to Europe either. And then, you know, she does finally go because she's being told to go. And, you know, she was made the border czar. You know why she was made the border czar? Because they couldn't think of anything else to give her. And she wasn't really a serious person. So they're not. They're just like, oh, yeah, look, we've ruined the border. You just go there and pretend you're with the border. You're part of the border. But you don't really have to do anything, Kamala. You'll like this job. She's like, I'll do that. And but you know she didn't like being saddled with the border. The border kind of sucks. You go down there. It's very hot. very windy, like somebody's running a, following you with a blow dryer in your face, and it smells. And you're dealing with a lot of people who are looking for a better life, but they're downtrodden. And then you have all these systems that are here propping these people up, driving them around. There's an instance where they don't follow the laws. You guys might be able to find this. When they were packing kids into the back of a hatchback, little kids, not big kids, not like teenagers. You know, we were teenagers. We rode in the back of pickup trucks and whatnot. But, of course, you couldn't do that now. But they were literally shoving three kids into the back of a hatchback that also had other pregnant women and other little kids in the front seats and stuff. I don't know if anybody's wearing their belts in the front seats. But these kids in the back, you're certainly not supposed to shove kids into the back of a hatchback. And, you know, we as Americans look at that and go, hey, that's wrong. Even if they are migrants, you shouldn't treat them as subhumans and throw them where you put your luggage. You should put these kids in seats. These kids were young enough to be put in seats. There he is. There he is. There's a little hatchback. And this guy's like, what are you talking about, man? That's what we do. We ship kids in the back of hatchbacks. That's normal. That's normal. And he's getting in, and look, he's got his staff shirt on. He's like, hey, man, we're taking off. And Alex Jones literally got in front of his car and didn't let him leave. Right there. He's like, no, you're not leaving. You're not leaving, dude. You're not leaving. And then what the funniest part was when the police showed up. The police walk up. What's going on here? And we're like, hey, man, they're putting these kids in the back of a hatchback. They should be in car seats. These are young kids. And they're like, what? Really? Oh, whoa. They're in the back of a hatchback? We've never seen this before. Oh. Okay, well, sir, you're not allowed to put these kids in the hatchback. You know, like they see it all the time, and the only reason they stopped the guy is because we pointed it out and we had him on camera. That's the only reason they cared, you know. That's the only reason they cared. Otherwise, it would have been like business as usual. Hey, we're all getting our little cut of the money. There are billions of dollars going around there. I think at least half of the population in these border areas indirectly gets money from these NGOs. It flows one way or another to at least half the population. And either they're making money or they're spending money that they're making working as border smugglers, organized border smugglers. And we don't do anything to stop it, and it's not going to stop. So when we come back from the show, I got more news. I got a great guest in the second hour. We're going to talk about bugs. And then the third hour, I'm going to take your calls. So get ready. Strap yourselves in. I want to see what you want to talk about. Joe Bender is a scientist and horticulturist. He writes for a Substack. He's going to come on. He's actually been on the show. When you go to this article, Sick of the Bugs, he actually called it to the Alex Jones show. And so I said, you know what, let's get this guy on. I'd rather talk to a citizen journalist than I would some scientist at a prestigious firm because, well, now we know all these publications are lying to us. They're like, yeah, the vaccines are safe and effective, and there's no studies proving anything to the contrary, and ivermectin is bad for you. But we know that's all the opposite is true because we're living in a clown world. Thank you for watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can find me at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. In fact, if you want to tweet me some stuff now, we'll cover it in the show. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com.
If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're covering the gaslighting of Kamala Harris. Now we're going to have more gaslighting about Trump's assassination attempt. Now they're going to try to downplay it and say, hey, he wasn't hit by a bullet. It was shrapnel. As if, I think, if you look at World War I at least, more people were killed by artillery, which is shrapnel, than anything else. I think shrapnel or artillery was number one, and then it was like sickness, and then it was bullets. So we've got the FBI director who came out a couple days ago and said, oh, I don't know if it was really an assassin's bullet that hit Trump. It was probably some shrapnel. We don't know. He just gets to sit there and gaslight you. This retard Ray is what I call him now. So FBI Director Retard Ray basically said, I'm looking for his quote. He wasn't sure if he was hit by shrapnel, glass, or a bullet. The FBI never even checked. So they don't check, but he won't, you know, you ask him a question, he's like, well, it's an ongoing investigation. We can't answer anything about an ongoing investigation. We can't tell you how many bullets were fired from the gun. We can tell you we found some casings, is what he said. We found some 8 casings. But We can't tell you whether they were fired for the gun. We don't know if we had the bullets. We have nothing. So I tweeted this out yesterday. We should change the definition of bullet and shrapnel to vaccine. That way the dimtards will never question it. So if we just call everything a vaccine, you know, we could change definitions too, I guess. You know, because that's what it has to come down to. So if you don't want the dimtards to question anything, you just call it a vaccine. And they're like, oh, whatever you say. Show me where, which arm I put it in. You have any more of them vaccines? Well, crackheads. So there's our retarded Ray questioning that. And, you know, some of the top news, and this is the top news for the American Journal this morning, and I'm so desensitized to the amount of attacks that go on in Europe. I kind of like, well, you guys deserve it. You let these people in and you don't vote the people out that bring these people in. So you kind of deserve what you're getting right now. You deserve it. Just like we deserve an open border because we let Joe Biden steal the election. That's what we deserve because we didn't stop the fraud. Europe deserves the same thing because they don't reelect or elect leaders that are going to stop this. France in disarray as arson attacks on high-speed rail routes bring nation to standstill. So France and Europe are, you know, are known for their rail systems. I could speak from experience traveling through Switzerland in the 90s. They had amazing train systems where you would take a train and there'd be a small community. They let the people off and the community would be like four or five, like a neighborhood. It was like a neighborhood. And around it was nothing but mountains. They drop you off. These people are walking home, and then the train would speed off. You know, people. Were, I was getting. I think I got on the train in Zurich and took it all the way to Sorenberg, Switzerland, which is like, you know, a small town. It's like a like Kyle, Texas. If anybody's around here from Austin, so but probably even a little smaller. So France is getting this. Approximately 1 million commuters will be affected by indefinite delays on what is a key date in the diary for many French city dwellers, marking the beginning of a month-long summer break as many professionals bark on the grand depart and head for the mountains or countryside. Yeah, because it's hot. Hot in the summer. So they move, they go out into the mountains and enjoy themselves and drink wine and eat bread and I guess talk about how their country's turned into a giant shithole because they've allowed Macron to just bring in whoever he wants and they don't stop him. And then the left gets together and they manipulate the elections in such a way that even though the people, I would say common sense, which is middle ground to the right, are saying, you know, get more votes than all the other groups, but they don't get that many seats because of the way they manipulated their elections and the way they have them. Because they have multiple rounds and stuff like that. So when I see a story like this, arson attacks on high-speed rail routes, I'm like, well, that's normal. That's par for the course. I wouldn't, and of course they're going to attack and screw up things for the Olympics. And you look at the Olympics now. In the 80s and 90s when we had the Dream Team and the 84 Olympics in L.A., you never heard – if they showed the accommodations for the athletes, you were like, wow, it's amazing. They're really treating these people well. Well, here in France, they get cardboard beds, and they don't even get air conditioning. In fact, some of the countries like Finland, the United States, Spain, others are bringing air conditioning units in, portable air conditioning units, because they're not using air conditioning. They're using heat pumps. Maybe they call them les heat pumps. I don't know, but heat pumps. And they say, well, it's going to be 6 degrees cooler inside than outside. So if it's 96 degrees outside, and I know they use Celsius, don't ask me to. I'm not using it. I'm using Fahrenheit. If it's 96 degrees outside, it'll be 90 degrees on your cardboard bed. You like that? You like that? And all swimming events are going to take place in some disgusting, toxic, feces-filled river. That they're like, oh, it's clean. We've been cleaning it up for years. You believe that? You know how old Paris is? You know how long they've been dumping crap in this river that runs through the middle of town? And they're going to make these poor athletes swim in this horrible, fested, disgusting, River. So it's going to be an SH show. I don't want to use all the time I have. So you want to be more disgusted. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. I had a conversation with this doctor from Long Island, USA. Check out the legs of my cousin after the Pfizer vaccine. 24 years old with no history of any disease and super athletic. And you can click on these photos and look at them in detail. This is absolutely disgusting that this is going on. And not to be outdone. Here's the other one. Somebody else said, hey, here's my brother-in-law, whose brother-in-law ended up dying. My brother-in-law had something similar, was also told he had a swollen heart muscle, was never told he had myocarditis, two shots of Pfizer, he passed away 2 months ago. No previous health problems. Pics are from about 6 months after leg blisters form. Yeah. There's literally people walking around like this. Sorry if you're puking in your eggs, but this is what's going on in our country. Poor people are taking this Pfizer vaccine and having such a reaction, their legs are literally rotting off. And I asked the guys, your cousin speaking out, because I want to get his cousin on as a guest, from Dr. from Long Island, USA. I'm like, we need to talk to your cousin. He needs to speak out. People need to be warned of what's going on. Okay? They need to be told of what's happening to people. Because, you know, safe and effective can only work until your leg rots off, I guess. He is very shy and scared of dying with it, as it is beyond painful. And all the hospitals are trying to say it's not vaccine related. No, don't blame our vaccine. Except for a few immunologists who don't want to come forward as New York State attacks their license. So that's what you get. If you speak out, they're going to attack you. I don't know how anyone lives in New York or California at this point. Gavin Newsom declared a war on homelessness, and he's starting to clean up the camps. And, you know, I've had this kind of floating around there's in my head for a long time. There's so many homeless people in L.A., definitely, but in California. So you got them in L.A., you got them in San Francisco. The smaller cities, they've kind of rooted them out, but San Diego. At some point, someone is going to organize these homeless people. I think it's because I read Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns. And I think it was a different Batman comic I read a long time ago. But anyway, this guy gets the homeless and gets them together, and they basically launch a war inside Gotham City. And I think that's going to happen. And it's going to be drug related, definitely. Mark my words. The homeless aren't going anywhere. We've created a system.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person.
Working on it.
Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember And I appreciate you and I thank you because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last.
Which tweet?
This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good.
It'll be clip.
It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals.
It'll be clip number six.
Non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System. For 10% off.
I think so, as of right now.
Because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Some conspiracy theorists out there are arguing that they want Kamala Harris in, or they want Kamala Harris to run because they know she's going to get destroyed by Trump because we have a looming economic crisis that's coming, and it's probably going to start with commercial real estate, which here's a tweet from Zero Hedge this morning. Bank failures are almost certain to follow. Commercial real estate crisis has gone nowhere. It's still there. In fact, it's getting worse. And this is something Gerald Celente has been talking about for years. And you've seen the brick and mortars are moving along. So this real estate where people normally go to shop, because people aren't shopping, they're shopping on Amazon or in other places. So now these places are going under. So you've got these big swaths of land across the United States. And some people were trying to say, well, it's like the Red Lobster thing. Well, the Red Lobster thing was actually like when a company goes in and buys a company and then hacks up the pieces and sells it off. There's a term for that. I can't think of it right offhand, but that's kind of what they did with Red Lobster. Red Lobsters have been around forever. They all had nice pieces of property. So they went in and basically jacked up their rates to where they couldn't make any money anymore, and they blamed it on all-you-can-eat shrimp. But it was really, you know, predatory capitalism. It's not loan sharking, but it's something like that, where it's something from the 80s. Gordon Gekko probably knows if he's out there. Where they go in and take a company and they just cut it up into little parts and sell off those parts. So they, and then they fire all the people because that's what they got to do. Now, I want to show you guys this. You can put the dot cam on this. This is just 2008 Biden versus 2024 Biden, and you see the decline And in the third hour, we're going to start off. I've got a video that shows, you know, possibly one of the reasons why. I mean, I think one of the reasons is he's just not a good person. And after so many years of not being a good person, your body just starts to eat itself. And that's what's going on. You know, you can't sniff enough kids to maintain that youthful appearance. And, you know, getting old happens. It happens. But you look at that, what's it, 16 years. Not looking good, Joe. Not looking good. But glad to see you go. Definitely glad to see you go. So we'll play that in the third hour. We're going to have next hour, we got Joe Bender, who's a scientist and horticulturalist. And we're going to talk about eating bugs. Oh, we found the tweet, by the way. Here's Kamala Harris's tweet from, they don't have the date on here, but they say it was from 4 years of 2022. If you're able to chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. And while they could say, oh, technically that wasn't a donation, she put this out to a whole host of people. Millions of people follow Kamala Harris. And then there's retweets that make that even bigger. And so these people were posting in money. Speaking of which, you saw the donation she got from Act Blue. They don't even say it's from Act Blue, but that's the donation funnel. That's the, you know, they have a lot of different websites, but they all go to the Act Blue funnel, which takes the money and ships it in. And I saw something where it was like, we'll match your donation 700%. But that's not money laundering. No. And James O'Keefe went around about a year and a half ago, interviewing people. Hey, did you ever chip into Act Blue? And they're like, oh yeah, I gave $100 about 2 years ago. Oh no, it says here you gave $40,000 over 20 different donations. Like, what? Yeah. So once they get your name, they use you as a straw donator. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that. They take that and they go, you're going to be a donator. And anybody who has donated, you should probably check and see how much you've donated, because they probably donated a lot more in your name. You might be able to take off some of that in your taxes too. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I think it's just a nonprofit. I don't think any of these people are nonprofits. So, and since we're on the subject of gaslighting, I haven't checked every single name on this list, but I know some of them are true. Obama's real name is Barry Sotero. Ilhan Omar's real name is Ilhan Ismi. Kirsten Gillibrand, whatever you call her, Tina Rutnick. Wow. Bill de Blasio's name is Warren Wilhelm Jr. So he goes from de Blasio to Wilhelm. That's interesting. Beto O'Rourke is Robert O'Rourke. Bernie Sanders is Bernard Gutman. Kamala Harris is Maya Harris. Maybe we should just start calling her Maya, so we don't have to worry about whether we're calling her Kamala or Kamala. We can just say Maya. Pete Buttigieg is Paul Montgomery. Elizabeth Warren is Liz Herring. Cory Booker, Tony Booker, Eric Holder, Eric Hempton. I find it interesting that these men are changing their last names, which might mean there's some weirdness in their past. Definitely some weirdness in their past. But, you know, nothing is real about these people. Here's another example. The people who were trying to help Nikki Haley. What was it? Haley Voters for Harris. And now they're changing their name to Haley Voters for Harris. So basically all the Democrats that they got to vote for Nikki Haley in the primary, you know, that would get like 10, 15% in these primary races. Now they're like, yeah, we're still going to use Nikki Haley's name and to promote Kamala Harris. They're like, we don't care. The campaign is focused on the 4.4 million voters that voted for Ambassador Harris or Ambassador Haley in the primaries, and nearly 1 million Haley primary voters across 7 swing states. So they're but these are already Democrats. These people were never going to vote for Trump. And so this is an organization, and I think Haley says she filed a cease and desist letter against this organization because they're using her name, you know, and I'm no friend to Nikki Haley. She's a warmonger. She was out there signing bombs. the bomb people. Disgusting creature. Never met a war she didn't like. And you know, we definitely dodged a bullet by not letting her get anywhere near the presidency. And thank goodness Trump didn't pick her. And now the fake news is going around saying, oh, Trump doesn't like J.D. Vance. He's going to maybe pick Haley. You know the people who don't like J.D. Vance? It's the lobbyists, the rhinos, and the mainstream media. Those are the people that don't like J.D. Vance. And we'll see. We'll see what he is. You know, he does have some Silicon Valley ties. Hey, maybe they won't cheat now. Like, what? How many millions of dollars did Zuckerberg give to create vote gathering stations? And when I say vote gathering stations, I don't think these votes were attached to a voter, an actual voter. They were just, hey, we're going to print billions of ballots. We're going to send them out. I know it's not billions. You're right. Millions of ballots, mail-in ballots. Some of them were not even going to fold, so they weren't even mailed. We're just going to shove them in this ballot catcher. And we got these ballot catchers all over the country. And we're going to print our way to the White House, which is what they did. And the judges didn't want to look at these cases. They were afraid to. So, now, I've gone almost, we're about to hit the second hour. I've gone a whole hour. And I haven't told you how we're funded. We're not funded by giant corporations or foundations. No, we're funded by you out there. So when you're watching this information and you're getting information you've never seen before or perspectives that you've never seen before, go, how? Wow, how do I keep this going? Well, you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And right now we have the InfoWars MD line, which we're in this pickle where we can't buy a bunch of product to keep going. We are able to buy some product, but with InfoWars MD, it's sort of like print-on-demand T-shirts. We don't have to buy the stock. We don't have to have it already made before we can sell it. But it's basically the same stuff we've already made, but it's just repackaged, and they keep it in their warehouses, and they ship it off. But it's one of the top companies in the country that does this because you're looking for quality. At the end of the day, you can get scammed by supplements. But our supplements, if you've tried them before, you know they're good. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line. Just do a search, InfoWars MD. We got turmeric, Mushroom Max, Libido RX, CBD, probiotics, prostate support, Joint Max Relief, Good Night Sleep. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. It supports everything we're doing here. You can be part of the movement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch live right now at band.video.
I've heard you talk a lot about the insects being toxic, and I don't know if you remember talking to me before. I'm a horticultural scientist, and I spoke to you about the CO2 a little bit. And
sure, and how it makes the plants grow way faster, and it's amazing.
Right, how we would use it in our grow rooms at three times the level that's average in the atmosphere currently. So hearing you talk about the insects, as a horticulturalist, I have to know about mycology, which is the study of fungi, and entomology, which is the study of insects, because both of those affect plants. It occurred to me that chitin, which you speak about quite a bit, is what fungi are made out of, what mushrooms are made out of.
And I have that in my stack. Let me show TV viewers. Exactly. It's very... Continue.
So that compelled me to research it further because I wanted to know what's the difference in the chitin that's in insects and the chitin that's in mushrooms. And I came to, I wrote an article about it for my Substack, the Bender Observatory. It's at joebender.substack.com. And it's called Eat Z Bugs. And I found that the structures that the insects have on their bodies, that their spurs, spines, and setae, which are like hairs, those I think are one of the causes of toxicity of the insects, because they're these pointy structures that damage the gastrointestinal tract. And also, when you just bite through an insect, you can imagine trying to swallow a piece of a lobster shell or a piece of a crab shell. That's chitin also.
Well, that's right. Everybody knows you don't give chicken bones to your dog because they're pointy and spiky. This is literally at a microscopic level way worse than the most concentrated gluten. I mean, they know it's linked to cancer, colon cancer, bone cancer. I mean, it's just horrible. No one eats bugs that have shells around the world, except a few Asian countries, and it's like a weird seasoning. This is insane. Well, look at this headline. What do you make of this? Food writer cuts her grocery bill in half by feeding her baby crickets. And there's a big article in the Huffington Post saying, feed your baby bug protein. Well, folks, babies don't eat bugs. Babies don't drink bug soup. I mean, but the left, it's like anything to hurt a kid. It's their religion.
That's right. And I also found that there's a major allergen, the major allergen in crustaceans is not chitin, but it's actually tropomyosin. And it's also found in insects and mites as well.
Not to mention that everybody knows, you know, you got to devein a shrimp. That's not a bug. But the point is that they're not deveining these bugs. And bugs have a very short intestinal tract. Most of them have really bad parasites.
They do. They have. They don't have a circulatory system, and they have their gastrointestinal tract goes across the length of their whole body practically. But there's no way to get rid of it in that small of an animal, so it's not like you're gutting it like you would a deer or something. And
so you're not just going to eat bugs; you're going to eat bug crap and parasites.
Right, and all the microbes that grow in their crap. Inside their body. And so those are major problems. And
well, Joe, I don't mean to cut you off, but you called in about Tucker Carlson.
Well, you know, he recently did a report.
He's about to air You Will Eat the Bugs. He had a documentary coming out about Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I just saw parts of the preview for it on his main show.
Yeah, he signed off Friday with a promo for Eat the Bugs this week.
Yeah, so I tried to send him some information on that,
Yeah, unfortunately, he only focused on the parasites, not the chitin, and all the stuff you said. Thanks for the call. I can talk to you for an hour. We're going to hear everybody. Ray in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We know there's, you like nothing more than when you go to a barbecue, you know, somebody comes out with roasted crickets, right? That's what we do here in America. We eat bugs. No, that's not what we do here. And we're not going to eat your bugs. We know you're trying to push the bugs on us. This is my message to the system. We don't want your bugs. You eat your bugs. Okay? Eat as many bugs as you want. We don't care. We don't care how trendy you try to make it. Like what you're watching there. We don't care how much you're going to push it on us. We don't care how much you raise our prices in food. We're not going to eat them. Yesterday on InfoWars, we had the article, Sign of Things to Come, Singapore Approves 16 Insects for Human Food. On the July 8th announcement, Singapore Food Agency approved 16 insects, including silkworm, pupa, and mealworm, with immediate effect. These insects and insect products can be used for human consumption or as animal feed for food-producing animals. So they're trying to push it from above and from below. And my guest is an expert horticultural scientist who you can read more about him and what he does on his Substack, joebender.substack.com, or follow him on X, Joe Bender from Florida. It's Joe Bender. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, thanks, Rob. How are you doing?
Did you have a good breakfast of mealworms this morning?
No, I didn't.
What are you, racist?
Give me. Yes, I'm just trying to destroy the environment by eating meat.
There you go. And what's interesting is like the meat producing, like, you know, pigs eat, you know, kind of garbage waste. But cows take land that you can't really grow stuff on. If you go out in Texas, it's not really land that's good for farming. Some of it is, but the land that's not good for farming, you put cows there, they take the grass, they keep the grass low, and they turn that grass into protein. It's an amazing process that God has given us, these animals that basically protect us from forest fires and field fires and stuff like that, keep the ground moving by pooping and providing things from their poop and like fertilizer, you know what I mean? And then they turn this into protein. It's amazing. Amazing what we have with these rudiment animals. But you had an article that you sent that we started talking yesterday on X, and you have an article here, Sick from the Bugs. And I read the article yesterday, and then when I went to it on my desktop, I saw that you had a video from you called into the Alex Jones Show. When exactly was that call? It had to be at least a year and a half ago or something.
It's hard. That's my best. I mean, I can't guess any more accurately than that, but something like that.
But you got into a lot of the. It was a short call. It was about 4 minutes long, which actually is a long call for InfoWars standards, because you know Alex usually give you about a minute to say what you got to say, and then you know he's moving on to the next person. But you had so much to say about it that I really wanted to dive into this. Take the whole hour. I'm not in a rush. So I want people to really get some information that they can use to combat this bug agenda that's trying to be shoved literally down our throats. So where would you like to start? Or is it going to be the chitons? Is it going to be the other things that are nasty inside these bugs? I mean, where do you want to start with this?
Well, I guess chitin would be a good place to start. The reason I wrote the article was, as I mentioned in the article, I was interested in how people were talking about chitin causing problems. And I knew as a horticulturalist that fungi, the cell walls of fungi, are made of chitin just like they are in an insect. So then that compelled me to think, well, why, if, you know, I consider mushrooms really healthy, and I like to put them in my coffee, and I like eating, you know, regular button mushrooms you get to the store, or shiitakes. And so I thought, what's the difference in the chitin that makes the cell walls of a fungus versus the chitin that's in the exoskeleton of an insect? And so that got me researching and writing the article there. And what I found was, I think that the main difference, well, there's a couple differences. For one thing, the allergies that people tend to attribute to chitin, I think that sometimes it's not chitin, it's a compound, a group of compounds called tropomyosins that are responsible for allergies in shellfish and mites. And it's known that those tropomyosins are also in insects. And so there's evidence that it could be, you know, there's not as much research into allergies of insects because people haven't really been eating them much. And we're told that, oh yeah, it's been a food source for thousands of years. But it's not really, they're kind of popular in parts of Asia. But even over there, in my article, I mentioned a few studies where people were sickened by insects. And so then I looked into why that was. And there's just not as much information about what allergens are in the insects versus shellfish. And people get allergies to dust mites, I found, that when they're sensitized over time to dust mites, that can cause them to get an allergy to shellfish, so that the first time they eat shellfish in their life, they get an allergic reaction. And the opposite can happen, where if they're eating shellfish but they're never exposed to dust mites, and then they go somewhere, say on vacation, and they stay in somebody's house that has, there's dust mites in their pillows or something, they get a reaction.
And so the small dust mites are actually, they're made out of, they have chitin on their shell. Is that what it is? Or is it something else?
Their exoskeleton is made of chitin. And
the tropomyosin is a compound that is part of the chitin shell?
No. Well, it's in I'm not sure if it's in the shells only, because there are multiple types of tropomyosins. So it's unclear which, to me, at least at this time, which tropomyosins could be responsible. But there are overlapping relationships between the tropomyosins in insects and those in the mites and crustacean shellfish that cause people allergies. So I think that could be one cause of allergies. But there's also toxicity from the sharpness of objects on the insect exoskeleton. And then also when you grind, a lot of these food products have ground insect parts in them, or whole insects. And that grinding process is going to create sharp fragments.
Yeah, let me ask you this before we go any further. Like, so when they make cricket flour, they're actually taking the cricket legs and all and just grinding it up. Am I correct in saying
and
that?
And it's impractical to do it any other way.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to take the legs off each cricket. Or the wings, right, or whatever, or de-shell them. And once you de-shell them, there's not much left.
Right, and you can see on that, in that article, I put a picture, updated it with a photo of an electron micrograph, which is just an image from an electron microscope, of the breathing apparatus of a cricket. And you can see surrounding that breathing apparatus, there's a lot of these setae, which are like hairs. And the magnification on that is several hundred times magnification. So it's a gray electron micrograph photo. If you not photo, I shouldn't say, because the difference in an electron microscope, the way they work, they're called scanning electron microscopes. They run a beam back and forth across the sample, and the electrons bounce back off that sample into these detectors, and then an image is compiled from that. That's the right image there.
Yeah, leave that up there, guys. That's disgusting. So that's the inside of a cricket?
That's actually just around along the side of any insect. There's these holes called spiracles, and what you're seeing there is zoomed in on a spiracle, that kind of triangular part of the it's a valve that blocks it, keeps liquids from going in if it rains, and so that,
and it looks like it has spike proteins all over it, you know, those little spikes.
Little trichome looking things. There's several of those spiracles, which is that large, like I say, semi-triangular part there along the side of every insect, and that's how they breathe, not through their mouth.
Wow.
Another part of the insect that is like really very hard is the mouth parts. And that brings us to the issue of sclerotization of chitin. There's a process that hardens the chitin by binding, cross-linking various proteins, and they could be phenolic compounds that are cross-linked in with the chitin and makes it a much more rigid substance than chitin alone. So, for example, a caterpillar, its body is relatively soft, but it's mostly chitin. Now, caterpillars will have spikes on them or setae that could be irritating as well, but the body, that's an example of chitin on its own. Now, like a beetle, the shell of a beetle is going to be sclerotized chitin. That's what makes it so much harder. So that's another difference between the chitin in a mushroom versus the chitin in an insect. In an adult insect, it's going to be sclerotized. And the mouth parts are particularly hardened with the sclerotization process. So that makes something that is probably really nasty in your digestive tract, just like those spikes and setae and spurs. And I think, you know, I mentioned there was an, I can't remember the NBA player's name, but he got sick from eating crickets, and he didn't have an allergic reaction. He just got a really bad gastrointestinal upset. And so I suspect that that was probably from these nasty, sharp insect parts. It occurred to me that there are plants that have these oxalate crystals that, for instance, poi is it's this purple substance that they eat in the luaus in Hawaii. It's like a soupy mashed potato. It's not near as thick as mashed potato, but it's like a soupy substance that's eaten in the luaus, and it's made of this plant called taro. Or you might be familiar. I don't know if they have them in Texas at all, but there's probably elephant ears in people's yards. That's in the same family.
Near the water, you get those.
Yeah, so that's in the same family that has these oxalate crystals. The root of that plant is what gets mashed up and turned into the poi. Well, if you don't cook this stuff, then the oxalate crystals, they create a physical hazard. They're microscopic. Just like those uric acid crystals that you had pulled up there earlier that were really sharp looking in the synovial fluid sample. So uric acid crystals are another example. They cause gout. And actually that killed John Milton, who wrote Paradise Lost. There you go. Those are uric acid crystals.
Yeah, I think you guys just had them up.
He had a particularly bad case of gout, and that ended up taking his life.
And so you've got these spiky substrates basically going into your system, and so it's ripping at your intestine and whatnot, and then, you know, causing, I guess, things to go into your intestine that shouldn't, that should be passing through. And so that's the main problem with chitin, is what you see is the structure of it, not the reaction, or does it also react to people, or does the chitin basically rip open a layer, so then when you're eating all the bug parts, which include bug poop and whatever else is in there, it's given, and the parasites, is that giving them a way into your body?
I think that's likely. You know, we're going to need more studies on all this stuff, but I'm kind of going on theory about, you know, what I want people to look into this more with actual, like, medical investigation. But it's going to be difficult to determine, I guess, in somebody's intestines exactly what's going on. But you can imagine that these sharp objects are not friendly to the intestines. And you made a good point there that, I mean, people get leaky gut syndrome just from stress from, like, say, running. Marathon runners will get leaky gut syndrome, and bacteria will make their way through the cell walls, the cell membranes of the intestine into the bloodstream, and that causes systemic inflammation in the body. And there's all these, you know, you bring up the pathogens. There are a lot of pathogens and parasites that are vectored by insects. And I found it interesting that in that article that you shared yesterday, they mentioned that the EU had approved Alphatobius diaporinus, which is the larvae of that insect, and that's the lesser mealworm. But if you look up that species, it's considered a vector of animal pathogens. Well, most animal pathogens are going to affect humans as well. So I find that concerning. I mean, why would you want to eat something that is vectoring pathogens and you can't clean out its guts? It's not like you can, it's not like cleaning a deer where you're going to tie off the intestines and remove it carefully and, you know, avoid contaminating the meat. The entire abdomen of an insect is the digestive tract. And it has, you know, an insect has a really rudimentary internal makeup. The body, the entire length of the body, the heart goes along it, and it's more of a linear heart, not a roundish heart like we have. And it has multiple sections that squeeze. And then the body is, it's bathed in this hemolymph fluid instead of blood. And so they don't have a true circulatory system like we have veins and arteries. Instead, it's kind of just a free for all for the fluid to just move around, and then the heart is, like I say, elongated along the entire upper part of the back of the insect. And so then there's no way to remove this stuff. So you're basically going to be eating the insect feces when you eat an insect, which right. is disgusting.
So like when, you know, I'm from Louisiana, and you go to a crawfish boil, the first thing you do before you boil the crawfish is you throw them in salt water so they purge. And then when you purge them, they don't have, in fact, you can actually see it because they have that little vein that runs out the back. The same thing as in shrimp. That right. vein is clear because you've gotten rid of basically everything that's inside, all the crap that's inside the crawfish. And when they don't do it, you definitely notice it. You can see the vein. It's disgusting. You're supposed to
eat shrimp
when you do that, but you can't do that with these insects. You just get it all. You get all the poop.
It's really nasty. And so I think, I mean, that it's just we're instinctively repulsed by insects.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should go with that instinct
right.
and not try to. I mean, it's just, I think it's absurd. The whole eat the bugs idea from, you know, our buddy Klaus at the World Economic Forum, or I should say the WEF, they call themselves the WEFers. They're pushing this stuff on us. I don't think it's not for our health. It's not for the environment. It's to get a monopoly on a new industry. Same thing happened with the Bolshevik Revolution. The Wall Street bankers funded the Bolshevik Revolution, not so much because they were particularly keen for the communist ideology necessarily, but more so because they wanted to reset Russia and have their foot in the door at the ground level of a brand new market. So by, you know, Bill Gates, he's trying to fight beef production at the same time as he's promoting these insects. And that's just, you know, they're using the government to police their competition and come up, you know, on top in a brand new market.
Right. You make cows bad. You tax cows. There's less people having cows. You put out a bird flu, which makes people cull their chickens. Then you go around and you say, well, if you have backyard chickens, we got to cull these or at least mark them so we can come cull them later. And then the food prices spike on good protein. And then their alternative is, oh, we've got protein. Don't worry. But it's bugs and we're going to grind them up and you're just going to eat bug poop. And that's just the way it is because, well, you know, you want a good environment, don't you? You don't want the carbon. And we'll get into the carbon, too, I think, coming up in the next. Let's get into the climate change, so-called climate Great. Change benefits they're trying to spew on us, where they say carbon's bad. But, you know, we could talk about what you do and how you put more, you know, increase in CO2. But, you know, yeah, fart bags on top of cows. I mean, this is crazy what they're trying to do. They're trying to dehumanize everything. Lizards eat insects. Birds eat insects. What else eat in insects? Frogs eat insects. Humans don't eat insects because we're not designed to eat them. Our bodies aren't made to do that. Now, we got a couple minutes before we go to break. Well, how come birds and other animals are able to eat insects and we're not?
One thing, you know, you got to think at the level of their mouth parts are, you know, maybe better designed for it. But no matter what, I think, you've seen dogs. I don't know if you've seen this, but my friend's dog ate razor blades. And for whatever reason, that was able to, they were like from a shaving razor, they were able to pass through the digestive system. And another friend's dogs, he would feed them the bones of the deer that he killed, and they would be able to break down completely the carcass and eat the long shards of like femur bones. And those things would break into these like dagger like segments. And so I think, you know, certain animals have their digestive tracts are designed differently than ours. And they may have, like, if they're a meat eater only, they have not nearly as long of a small intestine because they don't need to absorb the food, when they don't eat a fibrous plant matter like us, and so they don't have the same teeth, they don't have the same intestines, like dogs don't, canines and other carnivores don't have nearly as long of a digestive tract, so that could be a factor. And also there's a chitinase is the enzyme that breaks down chitin, and it has been found in humans, but generally chitin's considered indigestible. And it acts as dietary fiber in a human, just like cellulose in a plant does.
So it just passes through, and because it's got all these little sharp edges to it, it's basically, it is like eating razor blades, going through your intestine, little razor blades, cutting you up, letting other things in, because once you break your skin, that allows infection to come in. Okay, so it's the same thing on the inside as it is on the outside. We'll be back with our guest, Joe Bender. We're going to talk about CO2 and why they want to make us eat the bugs. Stay tuned. You're watching The American Journal.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
It's a warm day here in the American Journal studios, I'm not going to lie. InfoWars moved into this building in, I think, January of 2009. I joined in February of 2009, so this is the only building I've ever been in. We've expanded over the years. And one thing, if you've ever been here or ever been a guest, or Alex Jones likes his air conditioning. We keep it pretty cold here. And so when an air conditioning unit goes out, you know, just by walking into that area, because there's a lot of units on the roof here. And well, the one in this studio has gone out and went out yesterday. Of course, the day after the air conditioning guys fixed another one on the other side. So, but it's going to get, apparently it's going to get fixed on Monday. So that's why I'm in a, I dropped my jacket because it is getting warm in here and we're turning on fans in the breaks. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We are talking about bugs And the people, you know, that told you, that are telling you that you want to eat bugs, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, they also told you to take your vaccines. And here we have journalist who criticized Aaron Rodgers for his views on COVID-19 vaccines dies unexpectedly at 43. Matt Driscoll, 43-year-old communist, now columnist and opinion editor for the News Tribune, died unexpectedly at his Tacoma home on Sunday. He was announced by his news network. But he basically went after Aaron Rodgers for not wanting to take the vaccine. And then, you know, he dies unexpectedly. We'll never know why. You know, dies unexpectedly or dies suddenly is the new term that they've been using. Well, the new term, relatively new term they've been using to categorize people, you know, when they don't know. Nobody knows. We'll never find out. We have no idea why these people die. But, hey, trust us. The vaccine's good. And also trust us. Eat the bugs. You know, so just remember that the same people that are telling you to eat these bugs and take these vaccines are dying unexpectedly. So just remember that as you put those bugs in your mouth. And, you know, they're doing it with this sick Hollywood trend. You know, there's videos out there. That was Nicole Kidman we've been showing a lot. But there's one of Angelina Jolie. She's, I think, in Africa with the Africans. And she's eating beetles and spiders and stuff like that. It's just, it's totally disgusting. It's not what we're designed to eat. And my guest also agrees. He agrees with that. And he's also written articles about it. He's a scientist and horticulturalist. You can read his article, Sick from the Bugs. You can find it on my X. I'll post it again at the break. I'll post it at the top so it'll be up there so you can read it. And because it's got a lot of good information in it. And here's the big thing, Joe. You know, just like the vaccines where they say, well, they have tons of studies and they're safe and effective, there aren't a ton of studies about bugs being safe and effective. They haven't done those studies. What have you found in your research? How many studies are out there and why isn't this being done even though they want us to eat this as food?
Well, you know, looking through any scientific literature, it's kind of hard to quantify how much is out there. But when you search any one term, you know, you might see a plethora of papers come up or not so many. And I would put the insect edibles, edible insects in that second category where, you know, you're looking for a needle in a haystack instead of, the haystack being the, you know, sorting through the straw of the haystack. Whereas a lot of subjects out there, it's harder to figure out to find the papers that are really specific on the topic you're looking for. And they're in a, you know, if you're looking up something about painkillers, you're going to find a billion papers. You know, it'd be ridiculous compared to looking through finding insect papers. So you're really much more limited. So I think there's a dearth of information about it, but it's because nobody's been really, thrilled to eat insects, I think. So, what you brought up the shots. I just find that it's ridiculous that the scientific community has known since 1970 that reverse transcription, there's an enzyme, there's five different enzymes in the body, they're called transposons. These mechanisms for reverse transcribing RNA to DNA. And when that was discovered back in 1970, they called that they said that went against the central dogma of genetics. And so it's like,
it's literally RNA's job is to create DNA.
Well, no, the central dogma that they're referring to is DNA gets transcribed into RNA, and then RNA is translated into the proteins that your body uses.
Mm-hmm.
So the reverse of that, there are these five different mechanisms. Well, there's four in the human body, and then there's retroviruses like AIDS or HIV, I should say, has another retrotransposon mechanism that reverse transcribes the RNA back into DNA. And so they've acted like that doesn't exist. I remember when the shots were first coming out, this is when I started looking, you know, researching the medical literature that I have available to me, which is limited because of the, I don't have access through University of Florida like I used to, but the scientists in 1970 found that out. And then since then, now they're acting like that it didn't happen. Remember Mark Zuckerberg saying, the way I understand it, that it can change your DNA. And then he had to backtrack and try to cover that up. But he was right. And
was that an interview with Fauci or with Gates? I think it was an interview he did with him because he asked him about that point blank.
I can't remember which one of those it was, if it was either. But it's just shocking that they would cover that up. So that got me telling people, hey, look, this could be changing your DNA. And now there's a paper that I don't know if it ever got through the peer review process, that's another issue. But there's a paper that shows that the Pfizer BioNTech 1283, I guess it is, that RNA molecule gets reverse transcribed within only a matter of minutes in what they call in vitro, so in glass, in a culture vessel. They've shown that cells that are introduced cells that have the RNA from Pfizer introduced to them, they take up that RNA and reverse transcribe it into DNA in no time. So there's no reason to believe that's not happening in the body as well. But like I said, the peer review process is another issue. Peer review has become nothing more than the policing of scientism, where you have this, basically there's this giant narrative, if you will. It's like a puzzle with the edges aren't filled in on the puzzle, and anything that fits into those edges of the puzzle, they accept into the science narrative, and they say this is the science. And that's also a fallacious way of determining truth. I mean, they think people are told that if this new discovery, the way they explain the new discovery, if that explanation fits in to the current paradigm, then it must be acceptable. And anything that doesn't fit into that paradigm, they say it's pseudoscience. But that's the exact opposite of science.
Most of these studies, we're about to go to break. Most of these studies are funded by the drug companies. They're looking for a predetermined outcome. And so they get that outcome. Otherwise, these testing companies wouldn't be in business anymore. So the testing companies are looking for that outcome. And then the journals just go, hey, how do you think we're funded, people? You know?
Yep, the funding directs
you by Pfizer. We'll be right back, and let's get into what you do, and especially we'll talk a little bit about climate change, because they're worried about carbon, even though we know that doesn't really have any effect on our climate.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law.
and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for the...
On the backside of the second hour of the American Journal, I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for joining me. Sitting in for the great Harrison Smith. As we talk about this insanity that's going on, where they're trying to tell us bugs are good for us and cows are bad, I want to show you, the Krasenstein brothers. I don't know how else to say it, but here's a poll they put out. One of them put out, Brian, put out a poll for Trump and Kamala. 187,800 people voted in this poll. That's a high sampling. That's high. And this guy is, you know, he's like leader of the Dimtards. And, you know, I've had beers with these guys. I don't think they're evil. They're definitely getting paid to do what they do. But I don't agree with a lot of what they say. But anyway, 72-24. And then Ed posted a poll. Kamala Harris has overtaken Trump in two more new polls that were released today. So New York Times and a Siena poll. And I looked up the Yahoo poll that came out around this time that showed them neck and neck. And it shows Kamala, I think, at 44 versus 43. Well, there's another one that showed Trump 2 points ahead. It was a Yahoo poll. And they polled 6% more Democrats than Republicans. So that's what they're doing. They're polling. They're asking more Democrats. They have lists of who they call. You know, they know who they're calling. So they have lists. But when you put out a poll on, say, X, you get 72-24. So someone posted on this, 3 a.m., machine's broken, Kamala 52, Trump 49. Who are we kidding? That's, you know, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to keep these polls neck and neck. Mainly so they keep spending money to advertise, Because that's just another big part of the scam, is to keep advertising money going. That's why they're so close all the time. Oh, there's no third party. Oh, it's just so close. And but when you look at it, when you look at something like X, and somebody, one of the Krasenstein brothers, puts a poll out, and it's 72-24. Oh, but don't look at that poll. Don't look at that poll. Because that's where I think the real numbers are. All right. My guest is Joe Bender. Joe, let's get into what you do. And there was an article that came out on the Highwire, new peer-reviewed study, CO2 has zero impact on climate change. Climate change, not necessarily having effects on parts of the climate, because we could talk about how as CO2 is increasing, we've seen a greener planet, and you have direct experience with that. Could you please explain to people what you do and how you make plants grow?
Well, I've kind of gotten out of the medical cannabis industry now, being disgusted with how it's set up with like a corporate socialism structure where you've got this cartel essentially of companies, and I don't want to, you know, demean anybody who's involved in it, but I think the politicians who set it up are responsible for creating these laws where you've got, a small group of people earning licenses, and I've helped earn those licenses. Like in New Jersey, I was the head grower for Breakwater Treatment and Wellness, and it's a great company. We had to earn one of these six licenses, and there's 35 people competing. There's 35 applications to get them, and it was an expensive process, and there's potential there for favoritism. And that's how it's gone in all these states. They claim that they're doing the right thing to protect the patients or protect the growers, the producers, the dispensaries in a, you know, with the legal environment where you still got it federally illegal. So anyway, all that there's just every time you say I'm in the medical cannabis business, you hear people say, oh, there's a lot of money in that. So that's the kind of the drive. And it's disgusting when you're working at a place where you've got these sick patients coming in. I knew a guy who had multiple sclerosis and he had gained the ability to finally hold his wife's hand after using one of my strains. And you know, you see that type of thing, or you see people coming in without their legs. They lost them from diabetes, or they, you know, a guy that he was finally able to walk without his walker. After using one of my strains for a couple months, and you hear that type of thing, that makes you feel great. But then when you talk to people about being in the industry, they're like, oh, there's a lot of money in that. And that's kind of the attitude that you see when you go to I went to the medical cannabis convention, or it's really the cannabis convention in Las Vegas one year. And just the top guys in the business are just, there's a lot of nasty people, I think. And, you know, it's a great thing overall for helping people, but anyway, I've gotten away from that. But in that industry, we use CO2. I had a 600-pound CO2 tank put outside the building where I had these grow rooms, and they'd come and fill it up. There was a delivery service that'd come fill up the tank, and then it's piped into each one of the grow rooms, and you'd use these infrared sensors to monitor the level of CO2 in the room and open a solenoid valve accordingly to keep the level at three times the atmospheric concentration, which is about 350 ppm normally. That's the atmospheric concentration. And we would boost that up to 1,000 parts per million. And that doesn't cause any adverse effect on humans. And it makes the plants grow up to 150% more. The yields can be about 150% as high. You have to raise the temperatures a little bit to keep the metabolism of the plant at a level that can take advantage of that CO2. But anyway, if the CO2 level in the Earth's atmosphere were to triple, I mean, we're talking about, it's only 0.04%. So it's this tiny, tiny amount. It's a trace gas, and they say it's a greenhouse gas. But if you were to put a layer of CO2 in a container of sorts, then you would be able to have like a blanket layer of it, and that then it could act as a greenhouse gas. I mean, in truth, the molecules have the ability to deflect heat back toward the earth, but that would be assuming that you have an actual layer. Not only is it only 0.04% of the atmosphere, that is at ground level. And CO2 is heavier than the rest of the atmosphere, so it sinks. So in the upper atmosphere, it's even at a lower level. So you can imagine if you have roughly one out of every like 2,800 molecules of gas in the atmosphere being CO2, how can one in every 2,800 molecules create a greenhouse effect? It's pretty absurd. It's kind of like I compare it to claiming that you're going to use like a chain link fence as a blanket. There's no blanket effect.
Or a mask to stop a virus.
Right. That's a perfect example.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've gone topsy-turvy. And like you said, with the cannabis industry, they've created a system where only certain people are going to get through the process. Not necessarily the best products, but the people who are able to maneuver through the system. Now you've got it with people are coming in going, oh, climate change is bad, because they're making money on climate change being bad, and CO2 is the one thing that they've identified that they can control. Oh, what is that? That's CO2. Okay. So if you're worried about mouth breathers and when I say that, I mean the population, well, what a better way to help cull the population and control the population than by controlling who breathes and who can't breathe. That's it right there. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do. That's why they want you to eat the bugs, because they want you to have a lower quality of life. So you're easily controllable at the end of the day.
It reminds me, Rob, if you've seen that scene in Spaceballs where they're sucking they're using a giant vacuum. There's like a robot maid sucking the atmosphere off the planet. There's an absurdity to the idea that it causes climate change. But then, notice that they have gone to this ambiguous, nebulous change boogeyman. Not, they used to say it's warming, I guess, in the
cooling.
70s.
It was cooling. Then
cooling.
Yeah.
And now they just say it's change. So then anything can fit into their change category.
Exactly. And bugs definitely fit into that change. We've got a minute left. Tell people how they can find more of your work. And I think it's great. I hope you keep doing it. I hope you keep speaking out, because we need more people like you that aren't controlled by these giant corporations telling us what we can eat and what we can breathe.
Yeah, thanks. The Bender Observatory is my Substack. You can just go to joebender.substack.com. And I'm on X at Joe Bender from Florida. Or it's Joe Bender from capital F, capital L.
Okay. Hey, let me give out the number real quick. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to open up the phone system. I'm going to take your calls all hour. And we've got a video of why Joe Biden might look like Joe Biden of now. We think we might have found the reason why. And it has to do with the number of vaccines he's put in his body. It's a lot. And you can look at him now. It doesn't look good.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us.
I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Have to make fundamental changes in civil rights, and those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African Americans but the LGBT community. I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Hey, that Joe Biden's kind of making sense. Let's vaccinate him.
It does, 2021. Oh, there's some stairs, Joe. Guys, can we get the smaller stairs for Joe? Come on. He can't go up these big stairs. Come on.
I'm about to get my booster shot.
We have plenty of opportunity to make sure we get everyone.
A dark winter of death. The unvaccinated. That's on the fake set, too, that they built in another room.
And we also need this funding to continue our efforts to vaccinate the world with commitments we made.
By March 2022, four doses.
Ability to protect against new variants. God bless you all, and may God protect your troops, and I'm going to get my second booster shot.
So in 1 year, four doses. Can't run a bike.
And we're here with a simple message. Get vaccinated.
Sir, do you think it was a mistake for New York?
He's getting his fifth dose in October of 2022. Fake set. Oh, again. Not looking good for Joe. In Japan, I believe. Five dose Joe. Watch that sandbag. Well, you know, that's what happens when you install somebody into the presidency who's not supposed to be there. God has a way of pointing things out. On his sixth dose. Everything's a game. A little bit of steps. Oh.
He wants to get away with it and get rid of the ability of Medicare
I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights, and those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African Americans but the LGBT community.
He wants to get away with it and get rid of the ability of Medicare
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
Lifelong stutter.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID. Excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look.
Anyway.
If you will determine the outcome of this election, vote. Vote, vote. If you're able to vote early in your state, vote early. If you're able to vote in person, vote in person. Vote whatever way is the best way for you.
Because you will,
he cannot stop you.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said.
And there you go. There is Joe. And you can see the brain degeneration going on. And I think, you know, I seem to remember InfoWars and Alex Jones talking about prions going into the brain. And that's what's happening. Unfortunately, we'll never probably ever get the truth on really what's going on with these vaccines because, you know, you got people like this showing up.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yet, as we make it through here, I thought that was a pretty interesting video showing the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. I don't think that was natural. I think that was proportional to the number of vaccines he was taking. And, you know, you see what happened to the princess from the inbred royal family. She got cancer soon after taking her vaccine. You saw the sausage fingers on the king. Maybe these people really are taking the vaccine. I just can't understand how, you know, because we think, oh, they're getting saline and whatnot. But maybe they aren't. Maybe these people are that dumb. And maybe the people that are giving the vaccines are that dumb that they really think this is helping people. Because I was arguing with some retard on Twitter yesterday. I keep calling it Twitter. On X yesterday. It was just like, you're not reading the science. You don't know what the science is. You don't know. He was, you know, defending the science and how I don't know what it is, and I think his parents had taken the Pfizer vaccine, and he had taken the AstraZeneca, and the AstraZeneca's literally got monkey parts in it. They're literally monkey DNA they're injecting into your body. So go ahead, inject the monkey DNA into your body, and you tell me how that works out for you, because the people who got the polio vaccine injected into them that had monkey DNA in it, well, they all got cancer, okay? So what do I know? What do I know? I can't tell you how they got cancer, but they got cancer, and there are studies out there talking about it. And I think it was Stanley Plotkin. I think we could find his name. He just came out, that probably a high wire article as well, how he just came out, one of the godfathers of the vaccine movement, saying, hey, you know, we really don't study these things correctly. There aren't any studies showing they are safe and effective. So if you're out there and injecting, this is my message to your parents out there. If you're out there and you have kids, maybe you shouldn't bring them in to get those shots. Maybe you should do some research. Now, I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. But I can tell you this. I have four kids, two of them completely unvaccinated. And they're the most healthy children I've ever seen. And it's funny, one of them came up, he's 11. He said, hey, am I getting my 11-year-old shots, 10-year-old shots? I said, Did we give you your shots when you were a baby? He said, no. I said, so why would we give them to you now? He said, okay. And I think aside from teaching them to drink water, filtered water, probably the two best things I ever did for those kids. So anyway, they are perfectly safe. And I'm watching all these vaccinated people die unexpectedly. So You can take your vaccines. You can push your vaccines. I'm not doing it. There it is, the deposition of Stanley Plotkin. So there's an article somewhere where he just came out. I think it's Stanley Plotkin. It might be another name, but he came out, and he's one of the godfathers of the vaccines, and he basically said we haven't tested them. So let's start at the top. We'll go to William in Arkansas. Worked with Dignitary Protection. Let's talk about the Trump shooting. Yeah, we didn't get much into the Trump shooting, except now the FBI head has said, oh, maybe it wasn't a bullet that hit him. Maybe it was some shrapnel, which is still deadly. But, you can see the photo of the bullet whizzing by his head. So that's not a piece of shrapnel. Anyway, go ahead, William. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You hearing me okay?
Hearing you great. Go ahead.
My amazement is that even with just the large crowd, military background, 40 years as a nurse, 23 years military, all of it was reserve, guard, a lot of extended training. I've had security training. I've never worked any major security details, but I have been an EMT. I'm a surgical tech most of my life, working, under a nursing license. It's complicated. But I have dealt with a lot of trauma. My amazement is no ambulance. They haul him away in a black security van. You're not going to have an ambulance even for maybe a heat victim out there. The whole situation is a blunder. I have never seen anything, even a small rodeo in a county where the local police didn't do something about even an ambulance for somebody with an O2 desaturation just because their O2 bottle went out on their wheelchair. It's just one debacle after another. My conscience level of living in this nation anymore with my fellow citizens that I do not want to harm, but I can't pay taxes and look at the just total joke of injustice one after another. I want to be a peace-loving man, and I certainly don't want to be incarcerated and blown away. But there is a thing called a conscientious objector, and I'm not a pacifist or a conscientious objector. But where do you go? What do you do? I mean, do we need a separation of states again? Do we got to go down that road? Most of you don't know that all good plans are laid to waste when the first shot's fired. So all Democrats and all the Republicans that are all responsible for the crap that's been going on for back NAFTA and GATT and all this garbage mm-hmm. has been going on, selling jobs out of this nation for years and years. You're all guilty. Yeah, you got your little stock portfolio increased, but you're all guilty. You should have voted no. You should have kept them jobs here. Mr. Big Ears that ran for president said, the big sucking sound, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, right?
Yeah. He warned us.
And we all laughed at him. We laughed at him when he said that, or at least Al Gore did. Al Gore laughed at him.
Yeah, and what did Ross Perot say after the election? They asked him, "You had it tied up. What went wrong?" He said, "I wanted to see my daughter get married."
Yeah.
They said, "Well, the interviewer said, what do you mean? You don't understand. I wanted to see my daughter get married. You saw what they tried to do to Trump. Yep. Anybody that's in denial that was an attempted assassination." How do I live with you at this point? How do I have any serious conversation with you at this point? I don't care what side of the politics you're on. That shouldn't happen to anybody. Pelosi, who should be in jail for 1,000 reasons, so should the Clintons, right? And the Bushes. I'm not a party person, right?
No, I agree. Washington. I'm with you. William, everything you've said is 100% correct. How do we live with people who are basically children who have no, I like to have fun. And whatnot, but these people. There's a video that the Kamala people put out, and it's her little staff of women, and they're not serious people. They don't have a serious bone in their body, and what they don't realize is at some point the serious people that are guarding them are going to go home and protect their families, and they're going to be left out in the open. So they better grow up. I'm with you, William, 100%. Go ahead, I'll give you the last word.
Okay. I'll guarantee you, you want to put background of my training of what the people that were there guarding him. I've got more background and training, more trauma experience. I can do open heart surgery. I can go from the field to the rehab. Trump, you need me on your side, and I'll do it for free, just like you were doing. You don't believe me? Send somebody to talk to me. I don't play!
Yeah.
I like it. I like your spirit, William. Thank you for your service. And you're the type of people we need, that Trump needs, to get on his side, because we need people who are going to clean up this mess that's going on. And it's not going to happen by itself. And it's not going to happen by wishing it. It's not going to happen by putting a tweet out on Twitter. It's going to happen by work. You're going to have to actually do the work. You can't get hot and go sit inside because it's hot on the roof. Okay? And that's what we have. We have children in charge. And that's a shame. Let's go to Aaron in Michigan. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good?
Yep, you're on.
Okay. Well, my concern is all this basically Trump worship going on, and, you know, by InfoWars especially. And, you know, you just had that last guest on. You talked about that photo of the bullet. Has anybody verified that that hasn't been faked?
Well, you know, it could have been faked. I'll tell you this, Aaron. Let me tell you this. There's a story out there on the bullet, and it was done by a photographer. I think it's the same photographer. I might be wrong on this. The photographer who got the iconic shot of him raising his arm also was at the school. One of these photographers that got one of these shots was at the school where Bush was on 9/11. So that's kind of interesting, too, that I think. And, you know, CNN happened to be there. You know, hey, you could say it's not a bullet. Something hit Trump. You think he faked it? You think it was all wrestling? You think it was World Wrestling Federation?
So personally, I believe that most likely, you know, that a bullet hit Trump and it was attempted assassination. And obviously, no matter what happened, Secret Service orchestrated the whole thing. Not only were they involved, they orchestrated it. But the fact of the matter is, I can't rule out that it was like a wrestling federation, and the person that got killed and the other people that got shot were collateral damage, because I do not put it past Trump to do something like that, because he is the type of person that would exactly do something like that to secure his win in the election.
Now, do you think Trump would surround? Hold on, one second. I'll let you finish. Hey, I'll let you finish. Hold on. Do you think Trump would surround himself with people who can't even holster a gun? You think that's also something he would have done?
Well, it's hard to say. I'm not saying that's what I believe, but I'm also saying I can't rule it out.
Sure, Trump could have had the guy say, hey, young 20-year-old, just shoot my ear. We're going to make this look really good. I don't believe that happened. I don't believe that happened at all. But you know what? I can see why people think nothing is real out there, because they've been lied to so much about everything. Our whole country is based on a big filter of lies that everything goes through. So, yeah, I can see why you would have questions. And I don't mind you questioning, not one bit. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, you know, that's just the thing. And the other host, and Rob, I think you're a little more open about things than other hosts on your show. But I think the other hosts are saying, you know, that's just crazy. And how could anybody think that? And there's plenty of reason why people could think that. And I think the Trump worship goes too far. I mean, his appointment to the Federal Reserve and his ties to people in the World Economic Forum and all this. I don't trust him. I'm going to vote for him. I mean, we don't have a choice. I mean, Kamala, give me a break, you know, but, I think the Trump worship is giving a little too much, and it's dangerous to go that far, 100% behind somebody that has the ties that Trump has.
Well, I'll tell you this. Trump hadn't been in office but 4 years. It was the first office he ran for. I've always thought, even when I was a kid, and you're looking at the country, you're like, what we need is a businessman. Now, Trump might not be the best businessman in the world, but he is a businessman, and he knows how to make deals, and he's done deals. So in that sense, yes, I've always been waiting for somebody like Trump to come forward. I was a big Ross Perot fan, because I'm like, we need a businessman in there. We need, our country is a business, and you have to run it like a business. You can't run it on unicorn farts and rainbows. And that's what the left wants to do. They think, well, solar is going to take care of everything. That's not how it works. You have to have energy. Trump's pro-energy. You have to have a Second Amendment. Now, he did go after the bump stocks, but hey, his Supreme Court overturned it. So that's the system working. And it takes a little longer than most people want. I agree. But I don't think he staged that at all. I could totally understand why people think it's staged and why they think, hey, you know, I can say some stuff now about other events, but I'm not going to. So let's go to, thanks for calling, Aaron. Appreciate your perspective. And let's go to Tim in Seattle. Wants to talk about the Gates Foundation. Go ahead, Tim.
How's it going, Rob? Hey, I'm on 149 protests. I just did the 149th. And the 150th is coming up, and I was thinking that maybe I should do a vigil for all of the victims of the Gates Foundation. In my small brain, you know, I don't really want to undersell it. So what do you think would be a good visualization for?
I got the perfect. This is what I was thinking of when you started saying this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control was their original name.
Right.
That's what you should go with. You should print out a big sign that is what, and you can find pictures of this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control. And now it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But that's what it used to be. Now, why was it about population control? What about populations that they need to control in the 90s? And in fact, we had a video where they were giving a lady an award, and they talk about it being the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control and how they got the first set of seed money to start it. He's always been about population control. In fact, we have a Bill Gates video. Did we grab that? Okay, we're gonna scrub it and we'll play it later. But that, yes, I think if you're gonna, I think you should have, this is the original sign. This is the foundation of the Gates Foundation is population control. So there
Sounds
you go.
A good idea.
Thanks for calling, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Baker in California. Let's talk about the silence cult and the vax and climate related. Go ahead, Baker.
Yo, okay, so I just want to address that last Trump guy real quick because that kind of got me going.
The guy from Michigan?
Yeah, the Aaron guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, sure. Is there a cult of personality, some elements of a cult of personality with Trump? Sure. But again, we got to remember Trump was always an icon. He was always loved in our culture by celebrities. And sure, there's some people that hated him, but they just hate rich celebrities, right?
Sure.
But most people love Trump because his policies were bomb.com, okay? He created a robust energy sector. He centralized. Him and Peter Navarro knew what they were doing. And first of all, he didn't have to do any of this. He just said, hey, here's some things I think work. And Democrats don't even debate about that stuff anyway. They try and be, you know, sure, did he raise the Department of Defense spending? That's fine, but he used that to end war. But he brought revenue in. You know, I ask people, like, it's crazy that people aren't voting for Trump solely based off their grocery bills. I mean,
yeah.
Do you want to spend $300 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I look at it like this. You want to talk about the cult personality? If I coach basketball. I coach my 10-year-old's basketball team all the time. And I get fired up because I want to get these kids fired up. Because they spend a lot of time looking at screens and they're in a daze. And I'm trying to wake them up out of that daze. And if I'm a person watching two teams and I see Joe Biden as one coach or Kamala Harris and I see Trump on the other side, I'm going to go with the Trump team because he's actually cares. He's got skin in the game. He wants to be there. He didn't even take a payment. He's a coach working for free. And yeah, he's a cheerleader. Yeah, he's happy about it. He likes America. He likes what we do here. He wants it to be successful. Oh my gosh. A cult of personality. Well, of course they're going to say it's a cult of personality. That's the only thing the left has is to say, well, Trump just, he does mean tweets. Who cares? There's a great meme out there.
Policies.
One of them, the bullet's going in his head, and it says civil war. And the other one, it misses, lower grocery bills. Go ahead, Baker. Give you the last word.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, you know, he thinks it's crazy that we, you know, he thinks we're worshiping Trump, but in reality, it's like, dude, he's only going to be in office 4 more years, and his policies have tangible benefits to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's talking about a fake assassination and Trump planned it. He thinks that's normal and we're crazy. It's like, dude, whatever, man. Like, get real, bro. That's not the reality. And
it's normal. It's normal to see a guy crawling on a roof with a gun and you point that out to police. And what I imagine is the police were doing like what we did when we were stopping the smuggler from shoving those kids in the back of the car. Huh? There's a guy up on the roof with a gun? Let me radio to the other people in the command center.
I mean, it's retarded what went on there. There's no other way to say it.
Trump's in on it. Trump's in on it, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Trump was like, hey, guys, hey, when they tell you there's a guy up on the roof, act retarded. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. Oh, yeah, he touched his ear. That was the blood pack. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, he took the razor blade. Hulk Hogan gave him the razor blade. They did the old razor. That's why Hulk came out. No, Hulk came out because he saw them take an assassination attempt on the president. He said, you know what? I better get my skin in the game because I've made a lot of money from this country being a Hulkamaniac and getting the American dream. And I want that for my kids and my grandkids. And that's what people have to do. They have to decide they want something for their grandkids and their kids because I want something. I'm sick and tired of being taxed at the levels that I'm being taxed at. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, some people don't pay any tax at all. And these immigrants, they come here and they get free money. It's ridiculous. We don't even help the homeless, but we're helping these immigrants. So thanks for calling, Baker. Appreciate your perspective. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Got 3 minutes, Robert. We'll try to get two more calls.
Hello, sir.
Hey, sir.
Hello,
are you doing, sir?
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to call in to kind of I'm a chess player strategy. All right. I always look at the strategy of what's going on. We look at the debate. He bombed on the debate. We look at the big boy press conference. He bombed on that. Then we have an attempted assassination attempt on the president, which we all know is an inside job. Now, what are the Democrats going to do to top an attempted assassination attempt? Because that's the only way they're going to charge their base enough to get a realistic win. All right. Now Biden drops out and they install Kamala. So I'm wondering to myself, OK, how are they going to top an attempted assassination? Well, they're setting up a sacrificial lamb, which is Joe Biden, and they're going to try to blame a deranged Trump supporter for it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. Somebody pushed him down and somebody got in the way of his thing. And now he's not running for president. So maybe he doesn't have he gets the female Secret Service agents that can't holster guns. Maybe they just send that group around
if we see Kamala Harris doing an event and Joe Biden is there, just know that's the red flag right there. Yeah. That it's going to go down because that's the only way that they're going to be able to save face to make it believable. And it's almost like watching a horrible movie and seeing it's going to happen and going, come on, don't try that. This is like 80s B-style movie.
And it gives them enough of a bounce in the polls to make it believable when they steal it. Because, I look at those two Krasenstein polls, and it's not even close. It's 74-25, essentially. I mean, it's not even close.
And the one other thing to point out is if you look at the Secret Service director, her testimony, and you look at the FBI director's testimony, and they all say it was a horrible failure. It was a horrible failure.
Yeah,
it was a horrible failure because it didn't go according to plan, and Trump is still alive.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's what they're pissed off about. Ray admitted a couple of his agents, or I don't know if they were agents or if they were personnel, but they were mad that Trump didn't die,
and they had to be referred for disciplination.
No, fire them. That's not their job. Their job is there to be apolitical. In fact, I think if you work in the government, you should not be able to vote. Why are you able to vote for increasing your salary if you're in the government?
I agree with that.
If you're getting a paycheck from the government, you can't vote. That way, you have to be apolitical. That would only attract apolitical people.
There's one more thing I wanted to touch base on, and that is the shooter.
Okay.
If you look at how I remember being 20 years old. We're all pretty freaking gullible at that age. And I guarantee you, had he been successful, he'd be alive today, and they would do the same thing they did the Oswald.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He'd be a folk hero.
I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear Alex Jones' opinion on my theory because you know what? The only way we're going to get ahead of it and stop it from happening is by airing it out and saying, "Look, guys, if you try this, we got you."
There you go. Thanks for calling, Robert. Appreciate it. We're going to come back. We got another half hour left before Alex Jones gets on, and we'll be taking more of your calls. So thanks for watching The American Journal. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Straightening the curve, flattening the hill. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
some blacker too, modern day Robin Hood.
Back in to the American Journal, and just had an interesting conversation with Scott, but it made me think about something, so I want to share it with you. Because we were talking about, I'm like, you know, I really like the group that the Dilly Meme Team has put together. They're putting out some great stuff. It's like every day, several times a week, they got new videos that really just kind of, you know, explain how things really are. And we got to talking about Dilly and his wife, and we're like, they're feral humans, you know, they can't be controlled, and that's why they're successful, because they just go out and do stuff and make it happen. And and he said, you know, God didn't want to control humans either. And that really made me think, man, wow, God did not want to control us. He gave us free will. But who wants to control us? The dimtards. They want to control us. They want to say what you can say, how you can protect yourself, what you can eat. They all want to control everything. Satanic. That's it. If you want to control people, you're basically a Satanist. Because it's not about, oh, individual. No, no, no. You want to control things. You think you have control. No. Humans have free will, and we will not be controlled. Before we go back to your calls, I'm going to go to Dean and Jefferson and Dave and Jake and Jim and Mike, and maybe we'll take a few others. That's what we got lined up right now. But I do want to tell you, we're here in the info war. We're not sure how long the info war is going to last at this point. There's no defined future. It's open-ended. And what makes it, what'll make it go out longer into the future is if you keep supporting us. Okay, that's what's going to keep it going on in the future. So right now, the way our system is set up is we buy products and we sell them, and that works, and that was working for a long time. But the last CRO towards the end, he decided to start winding it down because he was determining what was going to happen. He decided he was going to look at the future of the company and say, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and wind it down because the judge is going to take this company away on June 14th. And the judge didn't do that. He said, no, I'm not going to stop this company from operating. For whatever reason, he probably looked at some things that were said, and how things were working out, and said, you know what, this company's profitable, so we're going to keep them going. So we are going to stay and fight through the election as long as you out there keep supporting us. Okay? Do you need products? Do you take vitamins? Do you take nutraceuticals? We have some of the best. And we still have some InfoWars products at InfoWars, you know, InfoWars Life products, our regular products are still there. You can still buy them, but what we have a lot of, and it's almost, I would say it's not an unlimited supply, but it's still there, and it's always going to be there as long as we're on the air. It's InfoWars MD, and we've got 25% off a large line of products. I'm going to read off the names here in a second, but at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can check them out. Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD gummies 10 milligram and 25 milligram, full spectrum gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support, nerve renew, joint max relief, and good night's sleep. And by buying these, you keep us in the fight. Plus, we have some other great products. I think Turbo Force sold out at Dr. Jones Naturals, but they're still, you go to Dr. Jones Naturals, they're a sponsor. So we're still in the fight as long as you keep us in the fight, okay? So if you're out there and you're buying nutraceuticals from somewhere else or vitamins from somewhere else, look at what we have. Because it's compounded interest. When you buy our products, you keep us in the fight, which then allows us to inform more people. And then hopefully they buy products and it continues to keep us into the fight. So that's what we need you to do now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support what we're doing. Okay? Hey, and if you don't want nutraceuticals, you can just give us a donation. Or you could get the Trump Bulletproof T-shirt. That's available in our store right now. You can go there, and it's a fundraiser. You know, shirts used to be about $20. This one's a little bit more,
but it's keeping us in the fight. And it sets a statement that's saying, you know what? I support our president. I believe they tried to assassinate him. And for some reason, you could call it divine intervention. I was at a pizza place in California, and I was talking to one of the waitresses who was like, he thought he might have been faking it. And one of the other waitresses walked by and said, that was divine intervention. So, I mean, Trump turned his head, but what made him turn his head 0.3 seconds before a bullet whizzed by? You know, that'll be debated for years and years and years. And with that, let's go to Dean in California, wants to talk about the assassination attempt. There's the Trump bulletproof T-shirt right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead, Dean.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I noticed you guys had a survey on your website. It asked how many shooters present at the Trump rally. Well, I see 1, 2, 3, 4 plus. How about zero?
Okay.
Whether it be deliberate stand down or complete incompetence, still looks fake and gay in my book. Thing reeks to high heaven. And I just don't believe in government manufactured miracles. Sorry. I just ask people to have some discernment, especially the info warriors out there.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Those sounds that you heard, you don't think those are gunshots?
Could have just been something over the PA system. I think the entire media apparatus is complicit, including InfoWars.
Okay.
If anyone's ever seen the movie Running Man, I compare it to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thanks for taking my call. Gotta go.
That's all you got? Little Dean from California. Okay. Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome to think that. You know, I know two of the people. Well, I know one of them personally, Brick Suit, I've met many times. He was there on the front row. And hey, you know, there is something to what you said. Maybe they played gunshots through the speaker. Maybe that is possible, because we did see the mainstream media say Trump falls after loud bang. What does that mean? You know, they were trying to gaslight us, saying it wasn't shot at. It was a loud bang. And so I guess that guy over two guys to the right of Trump, if you're facing Trump looking at him, you get two guys to the right that were there's Brick Suit in the front row right there. Two guys to the right that got hit, and then a guy to the left got hit in the head. Have we seen his autopsy report? I don't know. We haven't even seen the shooter's autopsy report yet. But there's a guy laying up there on the roof, and he ain't moving around. And there's about 13 minutes of video that's now been released, and there's a stream of blood. Maybe that's all faked. Maybe that's all faked. Yeah. Hey, I agree that you should be able to question that all the way. All right, let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Using Elon and Rogan, the reclamation of America. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Good morning, Rob. Do great show. Love
you. Know, I didn't even look at the clock. I'm sorry. We got 22 seconds. I'm going to come back to you after the break. Final segment. We're going to lead off with Jefferson. Sorry about that, buddy.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, final segment of The American Journal. Thank you all for joining me today. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm sure Harrison will be back on Monday. And coming up next will be Alex Jones starting at 11 a.m. and then 3 p.m. The War Room with Owen Schreier. Let's go to Jefferson. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
You know, we should look at reclaiming America from these hijackers that are taking over our country as a business opportunity to enrich ourselves while we take the country back and make it free again. But, yes, we have to marshal our forces there in Austin. You've got Joe Rogan, who's got silly money. You got Elon Musk, who has all the money. He's got X, Twitter. He's got a platform that can let us get our message out. And what we have to go about doing, I think, is not take no for an answer when we say that Kamala Harris has to be removed from office. And the only way we get that done is to get Ken Paxton paid by Elon Musk at whatever expense it requires, and then some, to get a writ of quo warranto before the Supreme Court as soon as possible. Right now, if Joe Biden didn't wake up tomorrow, Congress would be out of town until September 9th. So there would be no replacement vice president, even if Kamala, who rose to the presidency, would try to nominate someone. There would be nobody to vote for the vice presidency position. So she'd have no vice president. But she is clearly ineligible. And if you need somebody to confirm that for you, there's a man named John Eastman, who was Donald Trump's attorney on the alternate electors that got himself in all kinds of trouble out there in California and got disbarred for trying to do the right thing for Donald Trump. And he's hurting financially, too, because of all the lawfare and the disbarment trial. He's, you know, like $2 million in debt for having done the right thing legally. But I'm saying we need to get Ken Paxton on board and have him understand that he, as an attorney general, is in a unique position to bring a lawsuit against Kamala Harris because she's ineligible as a Jamaican citizen at birth. Her father was Jamaican. But there's lots to go over. I'd love to talk to you off air about this. Your call screeners and producers have my phone number if you'd be happy to talk about the business plan. We don't have time for it in the small amount of time we have right now. But I think there's a money-making opportunity for everybody involved that wants to take this country back away from the people that are hijacking it. And Elon should be on board. He should be the biggest beneficiary because we'd be using most of his money, or not most of his money. But
yeah, anyway. And he claims to be pro-humanity. And he does have some – they both have silly money at this point. And I would like to see Ken Paxton do more. So I think you make a lot of good points there, Jefferson. Appreciate the call. And maybe I'll take you up on that offer to give you a call and we can talk more. Let's go to Dave at Tammany Hall. He wants to talk about Tammany Hall. He's in Arizona. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm concerned here in State 48. I'm in the same situation where I was in 2020. I lost my job. So in 2020, I canvassed the whole state, and I did the same thing in 2022. And we're 70% red here in Arizona. And it was clearly stolen in 2020 from President Trump. And then in 2022, they perfected the steal. 3 out of 5 election centers went down. They had gross malfeasance the day of the election. That's why Kerry Lake and the Core 4 didn't get in.
Right. So and you look at the people who are running the elections there. They look scumbaggy as you wouldn't believe. These people look like scum.
They're so sketchy, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, they just exude it. But really, and the Republicans are complicit in this because we had control of the House and the Senate through 2023 and the governorship. And you know how many election reform bills they put up in the House in Arizona? None. Zero.
Well, that's finally got a fighter on our side. Yeah.
They do it through the false mortgages here, right? People have parcels that have never existed, but somehow they get paid $1.2 million on a parcel that never existed. What a shock, right?
Yeah.
So I want people to, I don't like to be a black pill guy. We go to all the PC meetings. We're local PCs. We're very involved. But people need to consider this, that it's Tammany Hall. It's the people that count the votes that matter. It's not the voters or the votes themselves. So eyes on if you can. Get to a polling station, get to an election center, and make sure that you're a judge if you can.
There you go. Good advice. Thank you, Dave in Arizona. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. Got 5 minutes left. Go ahead, Jake.
All right. Well, I heard that they might try to trot the rock up, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, to be vice president. I called that a few days ago. I'm like, that seems like a guy they would bring in at this time.
Well, you know what Obama said about, you know, they're going to have something planned or whatever, you know, for the DNC. But then also, man, look into citizen's arrest, dude. Okay, so you only need a reasonable belief that a felony has been committed. I mean, there's all kinds of felonies across the board. It's nonviolent. You don't need a gun to go do this. Like, it's legal, lawful, nonviolent. And to me, that just makes sense, you know, and then could RICO charges be applied? You know, you have like the White House / the donors typing up the talking points, handing them down to the mainstream media, and then they inform the street muscle. I mean, and they say the shit right there on television. So, you know, you already have a documents of it, like, you know, like an FBI wiretapping somebody. Well, no, this is just public information. I mean, could that be applied?
Well, it could if you'd have judges that would actually look at these, because it seems like every time they bring up a case about any of this stuff, the judge goes, "Oh, I don't have jurisdiction on this. This is, or you don't have standing." It's either standing or jurisdiction that they hide behind because they're afraid to do the right thing, because our country is corrupt to the core at this point. And you know what? It happens everywhere. It happens all through history. This is nothing new. But you have to have people who are going to stand tall. Otherwise, you know, weak men bring hard times. That's where we're at. Thanks for calling, Jake. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey.
Yes. How you doing, Rob?
I am doing great. How you doing?
Okay, good. I just had a
wanted to bring up something that nobody's talking about. And I guess the big thing, of course, I love Trump, and I certainly want him to be president. But there are a couple things that are baffling to me. Like, why did he accept the debate, having a debate before any of the conventions? Because in a way, he set himself up for the situation he is now in. Because he destroyed Biden so bad, but we all knew that was going to happen. He could have waited until Biden got the nomination at his convention and then debated him. And then it would have been much harder for the Democrats to unravel these things because the delegates would have all come through for Biden and everything else. And that whole debate, like, you know, the Democrats set Biden up.
Yeah, I think that was a total setup.
Wow.
They already knew he was in decline. They needed to show it to the people who were totally asleep. They need to show him, like, look, this guy can't do it. We have to get rid of him. And you can see his face right there. Right there. You can see his face. And, I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. But, you know, this is stuff we have been telling you for years that he had problems. We knew he had problems. The guy had brain surgery twice already, you know.
But,
so I agree.
Course,
I agree with you there. Why did he agree to do the debate? He could have waited. It's like August 15th or something.
He got the nomination.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he should have waited until he was nominated. There shouldn't be any debates until there was nominated. That's why, you know, it was a setup. And maybe Trump walked into it. Or maybe he just wanted to destroy Biden and then bring on whoever's next. I mean,
right, and that's the other train of thought is that he knew that Biden wasn't going to be the nominee, so he sped up the process so he had more time to work on the new person they put forward.
Because if they wait and they change him, then there's less time and there's a longer honeymoon period, or the honeymoon period leads closer to the election. Now we've got the honeymoon period these last few days, which you've seen the lies that come out of it. She was never a border.
I would just like to see some talk, a conversation about that, because it is kind of like baffling in a way. But then if that is actually the case, is that he knew he was going to destroy him in the debate, then possibly he's saying, let's force him to get out whoever's going to be running now.
I think he also has a bit of an ego, and he's just like, look, I want to take Biden down myself. I don't want him to go. I want to be the one to do it. Maybe that's what it is, a little bit of an ego. All right, let's go to our tail gunner, Mike in Alaska. We got just about a minute. Go ahead, Mike. You want to talk about CO2?
I just wanted to talk about CO2 and the Church of Climatology. At one time, climatology was a science. Today, it's become a cult-like pseudo-religion for people who have no other.
It's a belief, yeah.
Yeah, its tenets are based on scientific fraud, and its high priests are charlatans. You know, the very premise that CO2 is an evil gas that somehow contributes to global warming is totally retarded. It's a bald-faced lie that's promoted by commies who want austerity for you and me and power for themselves.
Yeah, they want you to eat the bugs. They want you to eat the bugs while they eat the steak. Right. Totally agree.
Exactly.
Mike, thanks for calling. I got 20 seconds left. Got to run. You're watching The American Journal. You can watch us on band.video. You can watch us on X and Rumble. You find us. You keep the word going. You support us. We stay on the air. That's how it works, people. That's our bargain with you. The bargain to the letter.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.